My guest is Mark Schneider, Executive Director of the Iowa Arboretum and Gardens.
Thank you.
Again, you started going the full extent last year, Arboretum and Gardens.
We did. We added it on. We wanted people to know that we were more than just trees. We're gardens and trails and outdoor experiences and opportunities for people to connect with nature. So, we added gardens on.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming in, and so you can give us an update on what's happening. We are close to spring, and spring really kicks off. First of all, you've been doing a lot of planning, getting ready for it, because if you don't plan in advance, we're behind.
Exactly. Yeah. And our curator has been busy. We're going to be renovating a number of gardens. Our children's garden will be renovated and opened in May, and our perennial garden's being renovated. We are the host garden for the American Hosta Society's conference convention that's being held in Ames, and we're going to have about 300 plus hosta gardeners coming out to the Arboretum Saturday, June 10th, to look at our hosta gardens.
How many different varieties do you have down there?
Hundreds.
Some people would say, you know, I want to plant some hostas here, and I said, you need to check the plant sale at the Arboretum, because there are a lot of varieties.
There are. And people love hostas. It's a great plant. You can grow them in the shade. Even the rabbits like them.
Even easy to take care of. Rabbits and deer, yeah. A little bit about the planning going on and things that are coming up, because really, you kind of gear for basically April, really, to get started, but we're going to kick it off with a few waffles that'll be available here within the week.
Yes, on Saturday, March 25th, we are hosting International Waffle Day. Believe it or not, in Boone County, Iowa, we are celebrating International Waffle Day. It happens to be on the 25th and celebrated throughout the world internationally. I was doing a little bit of reading about it, and it started in Sweden back in the 1600s.
Ooh.
And kind of a religious type of holiday. Mm-hmm. Into the 1700s, they decided to add butter and sugar to their waffles.
Okay.
And we're going to be celebrating it at the Arboretum on Saturday, the 25th of March. We have Dad's Belgium waffles coming.
Oh, well, they're back.
They're back, yes. And it's a great way to start off the spring. Their waffles are just so delicious, and they come with all the things that you want, a little bit of cream, whipped cream on top, sausages. It's a good day. It really is. And it's fun, and it's a great fundraiser for the Arboretum.
It's more of a social event than anything. Well, when you do your waffle opportunities with them. But again, kicking off the season, it's a great way to kick off the season.
Indeed, it is. And like you said, it is a social event. And I like to think that it's a tradition. People come year after year. They see their friends. And again, they support the Arboretum in a lot of different ways. But this is another way to do it.
So work right now really is preparation to get ready. You get your trails ready, and they start doing cleaning of gardens, redoing gardens and stuff like that. How hard is that? Because it's hard for me just to get my garden going at home, and I don't have the kind of gardens you have.
Right. Well, we have a wonderful staff that plans during the wintertime. Excuse me. And then our volunteers start coming back. They just started coming back this week.
Sure.
And
the weather's changing, so we know they'll start showing up.
They will, and they're wonderful people doing great things for the Arboretum. They're a team. They come out 2 to 3 times a week, and they help us with maintaining and prepping our gardens.
We get a lot of local people participating in that. I mean, you know, garden club people. And again, not just Boone, but Boone, Story County.
A lot of master gardeners.
A lot of master gardeners come out,
and it's a good way to get their hands dirty and
get their
learn
a
get their hours and to learn about plants and gain a lot of knowledge. And they share their skills and their abilities and knowledge with us. We gain from them coming out, and we learn a lot. It's really a nice part of our culture of the Arboretum to have such wonderful volunteers.
And if people forget, it was just a few years ago you did the peonies. You had a lot of different variety of peonies in there.
We've added peonies over the years. I really love peonies, so any that we add is a great thing to have, and we'll continue to do so.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up, because once we hit April, that's when we get into Arbor Day, and we've got some real traditions that we do every year. How are we starting things out in April?
In April, we're starting out with Maple Syrup Day. On April 1st, the students from Iowa State University's Forestry Honor Society are holding an event, so we're just hosting the event.
Okay.
They'll serve pancakes with syrup.
Yeah,
and they'll demonstrate wood turning and lumberjack sports and a lot of educational things. It's a fundraising event for them. It's our way to give back to our community, and it should be a fun day.
Yeah. Okay, so that'll be 1st of April.
1st of April. Mm-hmm. Then we move on to ephemeral walks. Ephemerals are the wildflowers that you see in our woodlands.
Okay.
And our curator, David McKinney, will be leading those tours. There's one on Saturday, April 12th, and there's also one on Saturday, April 8th, and Saturday, April 12th.
So the Wednesday, 8th and the 12th. Wednesday the 12th.
Yes. Wednesday the 12th and Saturday, April 8th, excuse me.
Go to the Arboretum website. Check it.
Thank you. Yes.
We can do that. We have that information. So they're coming up. Okay. And again, that's making use of your trails and stuff like that, too.
It is.
You have a pretty expensive trail system down there.
We do. They're great walking trails. And this time of year, you really can see into the valleys because Iowa is not flat. And
true.
We have a lot of wildflowers that cover the banks of our gullies and our hills, and it's a great way to see the what grows in Iowa in our woodlands.
Sure. Okay.
After that, we have another educational program. It's our symposium. It's our Spring Fever Symposium. We have a speaker coming in from Colorado, Keaton Seth. He's going to be talking about crevice gardening. And he's written a book about it. We'll have plants for sale. But if you have a crevice or you have an opening in it between rocks or in your garden, he's going to talk about how you plant that and how you get it to grow. It's kind of like a rock wall planting.
Okay.
And very unique, very interesting, and I'm really looking forward to hearing him speak. That's going to be on Saturday, April 15th. You can sign up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call the Arboretum to get signed up.
Okay, good. So that gets us that's into the middle of April?
It does. Then we have our annual wolf walk.
Okay.
Nan Bonefies, who is a great volunteer and loves to come to the Arboretum and also is very active at the Ledges State Park. Nan will be out leading our wolf walk.
Once again, an annual event now.
It is. It's in the spring and in the fall, and she has a great time, and the Arboretum goes to the dogs, which it does throughout the year. We're very dog friendly. We encourage dogs to bring their owners out to the to the Arboretum. But yeah,
so we'll have that going on, and again, that's a fun one.
April 16th. That's a Sunday from 9 to 11, and Nan will be leading that, which she loves to do.
Okay. So now, for things like that, is there a charge? Is there a cost? Coming for the wolf walk.
That's free, yeah. It's just
an open
event. Encourage people to come. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have a public garden in Boone County. Not many counties have it.
Yeah.
We have so many great things in Boone County, so many great attractions, There's so much to do in Boone County. It's incredible. Yeah. But the opportunity to have a public garden that you can call your own in Boone County is, sure, is just really nice.
So we have some great Arbor Day things that are coming up, too. Do you have any before we hit Arbor Day, after the Wolf Walk? I think we hit, I pretty well get there, and then we've got the run going on and a few other things,
we
too.
We do. So April's a great month to come out, yeah, if the weather's good, to walk the grounds. You know, there'll be things that are start to flower. You'll start seeing bulbs, and some of our early flowering trees will start setting bloom. And those are nice. But Arbor Day is really our kickoff to what we call the Year of the Tree, and we're celebrating trees. And first thing we have is the Run for the Trees, which is an annual event for us. Also another good fundraiser for us. But you get to run through the grounds of the Arboretum and also through the trails across the street. So you really get outdoors. If it's warm, you'll even get to see a lot of things blooming as you run around the Arboretum. But as you know, the weather can always, it can go south. But
I got to say, we've probably had more rain on our runs than
we have.
But it happens, folks, this time of the year. You still get a good turnout, though.
We do. And I know that, because I'm a runner, that if it rains, you're out there. Rain or shine, you're out there running. But it's a fun event, and you might get a little muddy, but it's still a fun event. Right after that, we're going to be celebrating Arbor Day. We have a tree planting ceremony to honor Arbor Day, mm-hmm, and have a number of educational opportunities to learn about trees. But the big thing we have is we're bringing back Kids Climb. So kids can climb in trees, obviously supervised, by the Iowa Arborist Association. So they put on harnesses, they put on helmets, they're strapped in, and they can either climb into the trees supervised, or they can be lifted into the trees.
Okay.
So young and old have climbed trees, and great opportunity to do so.
And again, one of our challenges is getting good weather, because if we don't get good weather for that, the arborists, they say it's slippery. They're not going to take you up there.
Exactly.
So
we do have a rain day the following Saturday, which is something new for us. And hopefully we can get the cement off.
Hopefully we won't need it.
Hopefully we won't. That's correct.
Yeah. Let's just have a nice one this year and be
exactly
able to do that. After that, then what? Oh, well, we'll get done with all of that. That's busy. But then you go right into more springtime activities and then start to transition more into the summer.
We do. So we have our plant sale.
Yeah.
And that is the first weekend in May.
Okay. On the 5th, 6th?
5th and 6th.
Yeah.
We open up Friday on the 4th. Excuse me, on the 5th, for our members, mm-hmm, to come and shop. But the 6th and 7th, it's open Saturday and Sunday to the general public.
Okay.
And we also have our largest fundraising event of the year. It's the Garden Social and Auction, and that's on Friday, May 5th.
Okay.
And that's a big event. We have a live and silent auction. Another social event, yeah, at the Arboretum.
So, again, if Mother Nature cooperates, we always get a good turnout, and that is a big part of, because we got to remember, the Arboretum is a nonprofit.
It is,
and you have the capital campaign that's been going on, and we've got some expansive grounds. We've been recovering from some wind damage in the past.
Yes.
So we're getting there.
We are. The derecho really set us back because we lost, as you know, we lost over 300 trees, specimen, large trees. So, and we've planted over 200 in the last 2 years, along with cleaning up. But we're back on our feet. We're doing some really good things. And, you know, we invite people to come out and walk the Arboretum. It's just a great place to connect with nature.
So last year we started Tunes in the Trees.
Oh, yes. That was very successful. Great turnouts for our concerts. Our first concert is June 13th, which is a Tuesday.
Yep.
And then Tuesdays after the first Tuesday in July, August, and September, we'll have concerts. They start at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. but our gates open at 5, and we have food trucks that come in and serve food for people they want to eat. It's just a great evening under the stars, listening to music. And our first person that's playing is Carter Gus. He's out of the Cedar Rapids area.
Okay.
Plays acoustical guitar. And it's just a great place to sit and listen to music outdoors.
We'll get a car show out there yet this year.
We do, yes.
In the summer, we always have a pretty good... You get a big crowd comes down for that.
We do, and a lot of the local car groups are very supportive of our car show. One of the things they say is also it's a social event, and it's the only place they can go where they're not sitting on hot concrete or asphalt, and there's a little bit of shade, so they really enjoy that. We also have a food truck there, so the food's good, and again, it's a chance for them to get out and sit in their lawn chairs and talk to people about something they really love, which is their cars.
Oh, yeah. So, and again, it's just one of the many ways to expose people to what we've got at the Arboretum.
Yes, it is.
Public gardens. So.
Yeah, we have to be more than public gardens. The cultural events and activities that we have that go on bring people to our doors. And we appeal to people in many different ways, whether it's gardening, whether it's music, whether it's food.
Yeah. We have a lot of things. Let's talk about membership, because memberships, obviously, having memberships, that's your core. That's your base.
It is.
It's, and you have memberships from not just Iowa, but I'm guessing across the country, too.
We do. We have memberships from a lot of different people from different places. Our memberships are what I would call our bread and butter, but it's a great value. So becoming a member of the Arboretum gets you into the Arboretum free. Discounts in our gift shop, our wonderful gift shop that Heather does a good job of stocking with all kinds of great garden decor. And I think one of the greatest perks or benefits to being a member is that it gets you into other gardens here locally, Ryman Gardens, into Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens, Breton Arboretum, just wonderful gardens locally. But also, if you travel, a lot of our members buy our membership, and then when they go to, say, to Arizona or to, say, Florida and other states, a lot of the public gardens have reciprocal programs, so they get in free. So I went to the Desert Botanical Gardens last year to see the glass display by Chihuly, and we walked in free for it, and it was $45 a ticket.
Wow.
So that's a great benefit, and also we discounts to educational programs. So being a member not only helps the Arboretum, but it's also the benefits that come with it, or they pay for themselves.
Yeah. So and memberships are not that costly, folks.
Family is $75, and an individual is $50.
Yeah. And again, doesn't mean you have to volunteer and come out and help, but you can.
Yes, you can. We love having volunteers, and if you're interested, just contact the Arboretum. You can look online also.
Yeah, pretty easy to do. A lot of information available on your website.
It is. We just launched our website new, and a lot of good things going on at the Arboretum, and it's a great place to find out about the things we're doing.
All right. Going to be a busy year.
It is.
Now, if Mother Nature cooperates with us, we'll do that. So yes. Do you have people come down and say, can I go through your grounds for mushroom hunting and stuff?
Well, we don't like to talk about that, but
I mean, part of it is you don't want too many people out there off the trails.
We don't, because we have wildflowers and all kinds of things, but we have people that come down and are looking for various types of things that grow in the woodland areas.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you get a lot of birders down there, too.
We do. Kevin and and Lynette and Lance maintain our bird feeders at the Arboretum. People come down to watch the birds on our feeders and also to take pictures. We have a wildlife section on our website if you want to see the types of birds that you can see at the Arboretum.
All right. Mark Snyder, and again, one thing I did want to ask, because I know 'tis the season, but we're starting to see some of the group bus tours starting to come back. So I know you're part of Boone County. Boone County Visit Tours. I know they're scheduling, starting to get some of those coming back, so that's good to see.
It is. It really is. It's nice to see people coming back after the pandemic. And actually, we were, before we got hit by the derecho, we were very busy, like the ledges and some of the other attractions, because we're a safe place that people can get outdoors and enjoy nature. So we'll continue on that road and invite people to come and visit the Arboretum.
Yep. Easy enough to go down there and check it out. And once again, for at least locally, very easy to stop in and check. I know that, some of the first things up, we've got waffles on the 25th.
Yes.
So kind of kicks off our season. Spring's going to be here next week.
It is.
I'm doing that. So. And folks, if you're wondering, they do have a lot of other things. Like, you actually have a honeybee symposium. Honeybee producer, honeybee people, this weekend.
The Central Iowa Honeybee Association has a workshop this weekend at the Arboretum. So we have others that utilize the Arboretum. People rent our facilities for meetings and birthdays and all kinds of celebrations, as long as we're also a wedding venue also.
So
we do it all.
Alrighty. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Folks, you can always check it online, Iowa Arboretum and Gardens.
Yes.
Follow Facebook, too?
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, yes, we're on there.
Got it all.
We were there.
And don't forget to stop and check it out. Thanks for coming in today.
It's been a pleasure. I always love talking to you.